Angel families forever grateful for Trump as DHS reopens office for victims of illegal alien crimes closed by Biden. By John Binder on April 10, 2025. Angel families are thanking President Donald Trump for reopening the Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ICE, Victim of Immigration Crime Engagement Voice, office, which services the American victims of migrant crime and which former President Joe Biden shuttered during his administration. This week, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem and Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons announced the reopening of VOICE, the agency's sole victims unit office that helps angel families track their cases against illegal aliens accused of victimizing their relatives. "We are announcing the reopening of the VOICE office." The VOICE office began under the first Trump administration. The Biden administration shuttered this office, Noem said. "There was no reason to do so other than a complete disregard for the tragedy that these families have had to live with. They shut down the only resource that these families had to have a victim's voice be heard and their families be listened to." Biden prioritized foreign criminals and undermined our national sovereignty and violated our laws and then closed an office that served the victims that were impacted by it. Emphasis added. Indeed, Trump opened the VOICE office in 2017 to aid angel families. In June 2021, Biden and then DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas closed the VOICE office and turned it into a services hotline for illegal aliens seeking visas after reporting crimes. At the time, angel families told Breitbart News the VOICE office had been transformed into a kind of backdoor amnesty for illegal aliens. Angel mom Sabine Durden Coulter, whose son Dominic was killed in 2012 by illegal alien Juan Zacarias Tsun, a twice-convicted drunk driver whom sanctuary state California officials failed to deport, said she is forever grateful to Trump for defending angel families. "The VOICE office was so important, we had someone to call and somebody to reach out to help us along the way," Durden Coulter said. "And I'm forever grateful to this office and to Donald Trump, Tom Homan, and Madam Secretary." Likewise, angel mom Maureen Maloney, whose son Matthew was killed in 2011 by an illegal alien in the sanctuary state of Massachusetts, said the VOICE office is critical because angel families suffer entirely avoidable crimes. "Our loved ones were killed by illegal aliens who should have never been in the country. Our government failed us, they didn't do their job. They didn't enforce our current immigration laws, and our loved ones paid the price," Maloney said. "Thank God President Trump was re-elected and the VOICE office has been restored, providing the greatly needed resources and assistance to the victims of illegal alien crimes." Noem noted that Americans continue to be victimized by illegal aliens, mentioning the recent case of 21-year-old University of South Carolina student Nate Baker, who was killed allegedly by an illegal alien who crossed the border under the Obama administration and was ordered deported in 2018 but was never removed. While the Biden administration may have been the worst offender when it comes to open borders, they were certainly not the first ones, Noem said. "We're still dealing with the consequences of previous administrations, and just last week, we lost another American to an illegal immigrant crime. Nate Baker, a 21-year-old student at the University of South Carolina, was killed when an illegal alien ran him over with his truck. This illegal alien was driving without a license, fled the scene, and left Nate to die. Thankfully, the suspect was arrested by the brave men and women of the Columbia Police Department, but it turns out that after he entered the country illegally, he was caught and released by the Obama administration." Emphasis added. President Trump is going to prioritize not only these families but all the families that will be impacted by illegal immigration and the tragedy of losing someone because of the consequences of it, Noem said. Other angel families who joined Noem included Tammy Nobles, whose 20-year-old daughter Kayla Hamilton was viciously murdered by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member, and Funder, whose 15-year-old son Weston was poisoned by fentanyl, Doug and Patricia Kitts, whose Marine Corps veteran son Nicholas was murdered by Sinaloa cartel members last year, Alexis Nungare, whose 12-year-old daughter Jocelyn was murdered by two illegal alien Trenta Aragua gang members last year, and Agnes Gibney, whose son Ronald Da Silva was murdered by an illegal alien in the sanctuary state of California in 2002. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.